you're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Imani.
And my name is Grant. Today's topic is cause and effect. This is the second part in a two-part series. We will first hear from Imani, who will read a short script for us. To check your comprehension of the script, I'll ask the following question. For how long was Lake Vostok sealed off?
Generating interest worldwide, a team of scientists from Russia's Arctic and Antarctic Research Institute recently drilled down nearly 3,800 meters to Antarctica's largest lake under the ice. The exploration of Lake Vostok, which derives its name from the Vostok Research Station, may give rise to discoveries that greatly contribute to our understanding of life. Scientists hope to find microbes dating back to the formation of the permanent ice shelf over Lake Vostok, which sealed off the lake for 20 million years and inhibited contamination of the site. There is theoretical precedent for organisms that could thrive under such cold and high-pressure conditions, and if they are found in Lake Vostok, microbes of this type may also be possible in similar conditions on other planets. The effects of the Lake Vostok research will induce further exploration in many scientific disciplines.
We'll now jump into the vocabulary that we have to share with you today. Our first word is to give rise to.
To give rise to means to cause.
Maybe I'll just jump in here and give a quick example of how we use to give rise to. I think a lot of people maybe understand it when they hear it, but they're not sure as to how they should exactly use it when they're on their own. Online marketing can give rise to problems when website visitors interpret material posted as general information.
You could also say something like, cholera's impact gave rise to new social and religious discourses.
So essentially, the subject causes the object.
And again, that's to give rise to. Number two, to contribute to. To contribute means to be one of the causes of something.
I'll go ahead and give an example. Losses caused by pathogens can contribute significantly to declines in crop production. I think this is very similar to the first one that we had, to give rise to. I think maybe perhaps the difference that I see is that whereas to give rise to suggests complete responsibility, to contribute is maybe just partial responsibility.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to explain it. So you could say numerous factors contribute to the reef declines in temperate Asia, which gives the sense that all of these factors have to work together to cause the reef declines. It's not the fault of any one of these factors.
Right. I think maybe another great way to use it would be to say a certain subject contributes to something. Other contributions are made by da-da-da-da-da-da, and you can go in maybe explaining some of these other contributions.
Yeah, and that's a nice example of how contribute can be used both as a verb, to contribute, or a noun, a contribution.
Again, that was to contribute. Our next word is to generate interest, which essentially means to intrigue, or to provoke, or to cause interest.
So you could use an example like, this project has already generated considerable interest among scientists, artists, and environmentally concerned citizens.
Another example would be, the mixing of our various perspectives has generated an interest in how language socially constructs the content of history as discourse. I think here we've chosen interest as the thing being generated, but really when we talk about cause and effect, you can kind of generate anything. Generate's a good verb to use with many other subjects and objects.
And again, that's to generate. Number four, to induce. To induce means to cause something or to persuade or influence somebody to do something.
An example of this is as follows. Does heavy oil pollution induce bacterial diseases? Another one would be, unemployment can induce dependence in persons who are blind. So induce is essentially used similarly to our first word, to give rise to. Induce, I think, suggests complete responsibility.
And again, that's to induce. The next word is to inhibit. And to inhibit is sort of the opposite of to induce. It means to prevent something from happening or to make it happen more slowly or less frequently than it would have otherwise.
An example of this is as follows. A lack of oxygen may inhibit brain development in the unborn child. When I use the word inhibit, I tend to use it in a negative context. What's your experience with using the word inhibit?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Usually you wouldn't say that some factor would inhibit freedom or justice or something like that. You usually talk about things that are positive and how an inhibitor reduces the likelihood of those things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that word was to inhibit. Our next word is to derive from something, which essentially means to come from or develop from something.
A lot of the times that the word derive is used, it has to do with the meaning or history of a word. For example, the word politics is derived from a Greek word meaning city.
Another example is as follows. Everything fundamental in ethics derives from communal values, social goals, and traditional practices.
Again, that's to derive from. Number 7 is a precedent for. A precedent is a similar action or event that happened earlier.
I actually really like this word. I think it is very effective for talking about how today's actions might relate to historical actions. I'll give a quick example of how this can be used. There is no precedent for a disaster of this scale.
Or you could say there was a precedent for such a hypothesis.
Again, this was a precedent for. Our final word for this podcast is the effect on something. When we use it here, we mean the noun effect, spelled E-F-F-E-C-T. This essentially is a change that somebody or something causes in somebody or something else. Essentially, a result.
So you could say there was no noticeable effect on consumption, or the article is about the social effects of the evolution of their science.
So essentially, effect is synonymous with result or impact. Now, a lot of people get confused between the words effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, and affect, A-F-F-E-C-T. It's more complicated because both of these can be used as verbs as well. When we talk about effect, we're talking about ends. So effect is result. To effect something is to bring something to an end, a specific end. So he effected the ending of the broadcast would be an example as to how it could be used as a verb. Whereas to affect, spelled A-F-F-E-C-T, simply means to influence something.
Again, this word was effect on. Now Grant is going to read our sample text again, but slower this time.
Generating interest worldwide, a team of scientists from Russia's Arctic and Antarctic Research Institute recently drilled down nearly 3,800 meters to Antarctica's largest lake under the ice. The exploration of Lake Vostok, which derives its name from the Vostok Research Station, may give rise to discoveries that greatly contribute to our understanding of life. Scientists hope to find microbes dating back to the formation of the permanent ice shelf over Lake Vostok, which sealed off the lake for 20 million years and inhibited contamination of the site. There is theoretical precedent for organisms that could thrive under such cold and high-pressure conditions, and if they are found in Lake Vostok, microbes of this type may also be possible in similar conditions on other planets. The effects of the Lake Vostok research will induce further exploration in many scientific disciplines.
Now you'll hear our vocabulary words one by one.
To give rise to.
To contribute
to generate interest,
to induce,
to inhibit something,
to derive from,
precedent,
effect. Just to refresh your memory, we'll have a little quiz about the words.
What noun refers to historical instances that might affect current issues? Precedent.
What verb could you use to describe an antibiotic that kept bacteria from growing? Inhibit.
What word is a close synonym for result and appears both as a verb and a noun? Effect.
What verb could you use to tell a reader that your project was intriguing to other researchers? Generate interest. You can see a PDF file of today's vocabulary words on our website at academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
You have been listening to Academic Writing Podcasts,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name was Grant.
And my name is Imani.
Thank you very much.